Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, the Aaron Boone Report is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the Yankees. Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Paramus on Route 17. Pick Paramus for your Mercedes-Benz today. And served to you by Casamigos Tequila. Try the Añejo Tequila straight up. It's aged 14 months in bourbon barrels and is incredibly creamy and delicious. The manager of the New York Yankees is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
How you doing, Mike?
Good. I'm just, you know, driving the fans nuts because next week the Knicks actually are going to get back in the business of basketball. It's going to be interesting to see what happens for the first time in many years. So it's been a long, long time coming, as you know, you might not be paying that much attention to, but it's been a long, long time coming. And now they will be in the lottery and they'll have a chance to be back in the real world in the near future. But your team keeps rolling along. Tell me, Gio, is he badly hurt?
No, I think we avoided something serious. He's just a little bruise. He wasn't going to be in there today anyway. I had this day marked as a day off going into the Tampa series, so he'll be available though. I even checked on him, so he's available to come in the game and shouldn't be too serious.
Okay, how about we update the other guys? Hicks is getting closer, right?
Yeah, Hicks is actually here today because he's played three in a row in Tampa, so today's a day off. So he came and worked out with us today. He'll drive to Scranton in the morning and play there this weekend, and then with the idea he'd be activated from there.
So it looks like you get Hicks back in the next couple of days.
Yep.
All right. Where are we with Judge and Stanton?
So Stanton had a good day in the cage yesterday where he ramped up a little bit, hit off the machine, did his tee and toss, felt like we had a pretty good day there. So hopefully he starts to move quickly. He's been able to, you know, stay in shape too as far as doing his outfield work, his throwing and all that. So once we get to that point where he really starts to build some momentum, he shouldn't be too long, but we got to get to that point, and you know, hopefully today, I think he might be down there right now hitting again, so hopefully we continue to build some momentum there. As far as Judge, no baseball activities yet. Making improvements every single day. He's able to condition his lower body. His range of motion's getting better without any issues. So definitely improving every day, but still a ways off with Judgy.
Are you comfortable with Hicks back, Guardian left, and Frazier and Wright? Are you comfortable with Frazier and Wright?
Yes.
Okay.
And especially, you know, when we're at home, where
not a
big right field. So, right. Yeah, that would be the alignment that we would go with when Hicks comes back, especially
even on the road
against a right-handed pitcher. Yeah.
A little more leery on the road. I mean, his defense. Listen, I don't want to pick on him on his defense, but it's still a work in progress. Let's be honest.
It is definitely something that's you know, been the thing that he's had to work on the most, and he has made some strides. And I know people have seen some mistakes out there, but the work and where he's come over the last, you know, 12 months, I feel like has been steady improvement. Now we just got to start to see results out there. You know, I feel fine whether he's in left or right. He's actually probably just as comfortable in both spots and has played both spots enough that, you know, wherever we put him, you know, he's still a work in progress there, but, you know, I feel comfortable putting him at either spot.
I've asked you this before, and it's too early, and I guess right now it'd still be a little hypothetical, but is there a scenario where Gio can stay on this team when everybody comes back? Is it possible? Is it unlikely?
Sure, I think it's possible. You know,
because you're going to have LeMayo is going to be looking for places to play too if you have Andujar, you know, so you're going to have,
hopefully at some point we get Didi and, you know, Tulo's in that mix. So, you know, these are going to be things that certainly come up, but it's, you know, and these things have a way of working themselves out to where they kind of answer themselves the question. But at this point, it's hard to deny how impactful a player Gio's been
and
how important he's been to us. So he certainly put himself on some solid ground as far as continuing to have a role with this club.
And do you see Frazier and Gaudy in more of a platoon when you get your big outfielders back?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I mean, Judgey's still a ways away, so we're not at that point. And you know, when we do get Hicks in the mix and we get Giancarlo back in the mix, hopefully both of those sometime over the next couple of weeks, you know, then we have the DH spot we can start to use with the outfielders. You know, until Aaron comes back, you know, we probably have some time to work with where we're getting those guys regular playing time. And then if everyone's healthy and Aaron comes back, then we'll have some, you know, maybe some tougher decisions to have to make.
All right, the pitching. How about the guys and their health? How about Paxton?
Paxton's doing really well. He got the injection the day after and responded really well to it. He'll play catch tomorrow. He's been throwing, actually. He's been playing catch and even throwing breaking pitches and stuff from a chair that Larry's got him doing. But tomorrow he'll throw on flat ground when we get to Tampa. And the way it's gone so far, I'm expecting that it'll go well, and then we'll advance probably to a bullpen, and then hopefully shortly thereafter join our rotation again. I don't think it'll be too long.
And Betances, nothing new?
Dellen's throwing now, so he's played catch twice. Both times it's gone well. He played Monday and Wednesday. He'll play catch again tomorrow, also in Tampa. He's going with us. You know, so we'll slowly build him up, and then, but so far so good. The time off and all the strengthening and everything he did seems to have worked well, and he's responded well to his first couple of days of just playing catch.
Talking with, of course, Aaron Boone in his weekly report. Yankees tonight, Seattle, and tomorrow, finally Tampa, first time this year down in Tampa, and they'll see him a lot in the days to come, and a fight for first place. And if you notice, the Red Sox are back to 500, so they're, you know, back in the mix now too, as you would expect them to be. Before I get to Tampa, the one thing about the team overall is, as you start to, you know, fit these pieces in, especially in terms of the lineup, do you get a feeling that you want to be careful saying goodbye to these guys too quickly, or do you feel like you can just bring your guys back and they're 100% as soon as you bring them back? I mean, do you, when they automatically come back, are you like they come back ready to be put in the lineup, or do you feel like you have to slow play these guys back into the lineup?
No, I feel like by the time they get back, they'll be pretty much good to go. Now, certainly with a guy like Hicks, you know, who's had soft tissue things over the years with oblique and back and leg stuff, you know, he's not going to be a guy we run out there 7-8 days in a row. You know, he's going to get his days off here and there, and that's, you know, that's where having Gardy on the roster, obviously, as a guy that can play center and left, gives you some moving parts, and we feel like when we're whole, we have the depth to kind of keep those guys fresh and playing well. As far as the other guys, when they come back, they're going to, you know, the protocols we put them through and the work they go through to be at the point where they're ready to play,
they're ready
to play. Now, we may give them a day here in the first week where, you know, you're building them back up, but for the most part, when they join the lineup again, they're ready to roll.
All right, let's turn our attention to Tampa. We know how they pitch. We know, obviously, what they have there. What else stands out about them that, you know, we know the pitching is the main thing, but what else stands out about them as to why they're winning so much?
The flexibility and the versatility they have with their roster. You know, they're 12 to 15 position players, depending on, you know, who's up, who's down, who's injured, whatever, are really valuable players, and they have moving parts, so they have guys that can play different positions depending on, you know, who the matchup is for that night, who the pitcher they're facing is, who what defensive alignment they want to have. They have a lot of really good players that can kind of move around, and to go along with a couple of guys that are, you know, real, have become real impact players. You know, a guy like Tommy Pham that's a really good player now in this league, but they have guys up and down the lineup that play a useful role for them.
And how about what you see in terms of their pitching, Aaron? I mean, four starters, only one of them has a whip over one. I mean, that is, I mean, you're talking about legitimate guys they throw out there every day that are just terrific.
You know what? They're really good at preventing runs, and you got to be on top of your game, you know, whether it's the starters, you know, a few dynamic starting pitchers they have, or when they, you know, go to that bullpen, they have a bunch of guys that kind of complement each other well. They have a lot of hard throwers down there, but they can, you know, match you up in the bullpen in a very dynamic way. And they're a really well built team with a lot of flexibility, and they're going to be a team to be reckoned with all year.
And have you, you know, I haven't seen a lot of Glasnow. Now, what's the scouting report on him?
It's a big, big fastball. You know, he's probably 6'7", 6'8".
Right.
A guy that can pitch at the top of the zone with his fastball, mid-upper 90s. Power breaking ball. You know, we saw him a couple times in spring training. I think we saw him once at the end of last year. But this is a guy that, you know, was a huge prospect, a highly touted guy coming up with Pittsburgh.
Another hard thrower.
Yeah.
A changeup, too. Does he have a good changeup?
He does. But the big one is big power fastball and power breaking ball.
Who are you pitching tomorrow?
Tomorrow we are Herman.
Okay, so Herman's going tomorrow. You've set the rotation for the weekend?
Yeah, it'll be Herman, CC, and Tanaka, I believe. We're on rotation. So.
Okay, yep. Staying on rotation. Okay, so I mean, they're throwing guys at you. I mean, every one of them, from Morton, you know, obviously the Cy Young winner last year. Now you got Glasnow is 6-0 with a 1.4 ERA. I mean, they've pitched the heck out of the baseball this year.
They really have. They're I wouldn't say we're surprised at all, because we kind of saw how good they were becoming last year, and they've kind of built on that. It's a very smart organization that makes a lot
very
of really
smart.
Really good player acquisitions. They know how to find value in guys that are maybe underappreciated around the industry, and they've built a really good club.
One of the smartest owners in sports. Happen to know him well. He's a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant guy. And he's done an incredible job with no assets. And just wish somebody would go to the games down there. It'd be nice to see. Yeah. It's a terrible situation. But they have to be a little fluxed by the fact that they have had everything break right. Their pitching acquisitions break right. Their guys show up and break right. You've had 13 major injuries, and you're two games behind. So you've done a heck of a job. You really have. As you know, they're 10 over. But here you are at 21-15. And two games behind, and you've had basically a whole team on the injured list.
There's no question. We've obviously, you know, dealt with a lot of adversity, got off to a little bit a slow start, but guys have come in and really, really stepped up and put us in a position to, you know, still have a special season, and hopefully slowly but surely we get more and more healthy, because we really believe we have a team capable of doing some special things.
You got to be very happy with what you've accomplished, though, and the organization has to be happy from the scouting on through, everybody, because to pick up guys, look at Maben. Look at the plays Maben's made. And Maben's a guy that has always had talent, but he's just never seemed to find the right place to play. He always looked the part. He's come in and played great.
I think the thing, Mike, that's been really heartening is the many different contributions that we've gotten from different spots. So whether we've had to, you know, in a lot of ways, rush a guy to the big leagues, you know, Estrada,
right.
we thought was going to be a development year. He's been pressed into action. He's really performed.
Right.
Cameron Maben from outside the organization's really performed. And we've had a number of those guys that have kind of come in and done their part.
Yep. And look at Herman. Herman, you didn't expect Herman to have to be an ace. Look at Herman has stepped right in and done an incredible job.
He really has. His development has been really good. I think Larry's done a great job with him, but he's done a really good job of understanding that he's got a really good pitch package, and he's continued to develop it.
And since I think about that, you know, he has kind of, you know, he's filled in admirably for Severino. Where is Severino right now as far as anything?
So Sevy's still in no throwing, just, you know, strengthening up, letting the lat heal up, you know, doing all his, you know, behind the scenes stuff as far as range of motion stuff, shoulder strengthening, all those, so that hopefully he starts to probably throw or play catch in probably a few more weeks, and then hopefully from there it goes smooth, but he'll at that point have to kind of basically have a spring training. So he's still a ways off, but so far it's going as we've hoped.
And is it yet to the point where you can put a timetable on Judge, or is it still too early to even put a timetable on him?
I would say it's too early. You know, in my mind, I play with that, but the bottom line is he hasn't gotten to baseball activities yet.
Not yet.
You know, hopefully he's, you know, getting close to that point, but he's not
there
yet.
Is he healed yet, or he's not? I mean, he's not healed.
Not quite. He's, okay. But, you know, I could obviously talk to him every day and get the reports every day on him. And he is making steady improvement each and every day. But you got to get to that point to where when you're doing the range of motion things and the strengthening thing where you're not feeling it in there. And then once you do that, then you start to ramp up the baseball stuff.
I mean, look how long Hicks has been out. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That happened in February, right? I mean, that
it
was
happened March 1st, I think.
March
he came
1st.
Out of the game.
Wow.
Yeah, and we didn't think it was – I mean, I really thought it was going to be a day or two, and it's just kind of lingered. And, you know, in fairness, though, I think over the – he's been healthy for probably at least a month now. The buildup, though, to get him back to make sure he's really stable and sound so that it's not a lingering issue has been the thing that's taken a while.
And you notice that as the division starts to take shape, the Red Sox have won 8 out of 10 and now we're 19-19. So it's Tampa, it's you, and then the Red Sox behind you, as everyone kind of expected. Now, the Red Sox, they've only gotten a 500, sailed through an incredible game the other day. He didn't get a win, but he was incredible in the game. So they had to be very bolstered by that. So it's starting to look like what the usual suspects.
Yeah, I mean, obviously those two teams, you know, we know are going to be tough to deal with and certainly big competition for us, you know, as we hope to win the division this year. That's one of our goals we've set out, and we know it's not going to be easy, but that's also the fun part about it, knowing you get through this division, you've accomplished something.
Well, now the Tampa game. You know, people have been waiting for the Tampa games. It's been a while since I remember people waiting for them, but everyone's looking forward to the Tampa games. I'm sure you are, too.
First things first, we got Seattle tonight, and then we'll get on the plane and flip the script. But no question. It, you know, obviously a tough place to play down there. Hopefully we can go and put our best foot forward.
All right, thanks very much. Appreciate it, Aaron. Thanks.
All right, take care, Mike.
All right, Aaron Boone, there you go. We get the update. So still Severino, long way away. Judge, long way away. So you get those two, Betances also, those three, you got a ways to go. Stanton, not that far. Hicks will be back probably on Monday. Weekend, they're going to see some nasty pitching this weekend because that's all Tampa's got is nasty pitching. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.